Hey there, anime enthusiasts. Welcome back to the Otaku Puppy Podcast, your go-to source for all things anime. I'm your host, J-Rock from J-Rock Free, and today we've got something exciting in store for you. We'll be delving into the thrilling world of motorcycle racing with the manga series Topu GP. So, hope everybody's having a great week so far. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Let's jump right into it. Not too much side things to discuss. So, yeah, let's get right into it. So, specifically, we'll be discussing the first volume, which encompasses the first 7 chapters. So, let's buckle up and get ready to race. Topu GP is created by Kosuke Fujishima. I believe I pronounced that correctly. Kinda. It follows the journey of Topu Uno, a young boy who never initially had a desire to race motorcycles. Instead, he found joy in observing and analyzing his sister's lap times with his eagle eyes. However, everything changes when he reluctantly decides to hop on a mini bike for the first time. His hours of observation pay off as his natural talent translates into instant skill on the racetrack, but there is still a long journey ahead for Topu before he can compete on the biggest stage of them all, MotoGP, the pinnacle of two-wheeled road racing. That's basically how it starts out. You kind of see him just be on the sidelines. It's basically every sports anime ever. The one guy who's super talented, but doesn't know he's super talented. He just kind of has some skills, and then, of course, it just kind of comes out of nowhere. That's kind of what we have here. So chapter one is called Reluctant Start. In the first chapter of Topu GP, we're introduced to Topu Uno, a character who never had any intentions of becoming a racer. He was content with watching his sister ride and possessed with an innate ability to predict her lap times, almost like he had a sixth sense. However, circumstances lead Topu to take a ride on a mini bike, and to everyone's surprise, his hours of observation directly translate into remarkable skills on the track. Yeah, his sister, she's kind of like a top level racer. She's really good. She's also got this sort of like killer instinct to her as well. When she races, it comes out of her, and she's just sort of, it's very shonen in that way, like some most sports animes are. But she's very intense racer, very what's the word I'm looking for? Very like intense but competitive. She's very competitive racer. Chapter 2, the difference between quick laps and winning races. Chapter 2 teaches us a valuable lesson as we witness the distinction between setting quick lap times and actually winning races. Topu's instant skill is enough to guarantee him victory. He realizes that there's a world of difference between basic competence and triumph at the highest level. This realization fuels his determination to step up his game and strive for greatness. And of course, this is basically where he's racing. But of course, and sorry if you hear my phone go off, sorry about that. Racing is just one of those things where he has all the skills in the world, but he's not honing it in. He's just using them without actually making them make sense. You know how in basketball animes or soccer animes, all any sports anime, where they're just kind of going head first into something without actually putting any skill to it or putting any thought to it. I guess is what I'm talking about. Chapter 3, Long Road Ahead. Chapter 3 showcases the immense journey that lies ahead for Topu in pursuing his dreams as he aspires to reach MotoGP, the ultimate stage for motorcycle racing. He understands that there are no shortcuts. Topu must endure a long and arduous road of training, challenges, and self-improvement before he can match up against the best racers in the world. And again, there's more competition and more. There's also a race that he also has a rivalry with. I believe it's toward later in the volume. I believe I may be jumping ahead somewhere in there, but On to the next one, Chapter 4: The Importance of Mentorship. In Chapter 4, Topu realizes the significance of having a mentor as he embarks on his racing journey. Guidance plays a crucial role in honing his skills and pushing him to new heights. We witness the dynamic between Topu and his mentor, who imparts wisdom and shares invaluable insights, giving our protagonist the tools he needs to succeed. I believe their father is their coach. I may be getting that wrong. It hasn't been a while since I read it, but I just finished the rest of the chapters recently. But I had read chapters early on a while back. I believe that their father is also their coach. I'm pretty sure that's how that works. Chapter 5, Ups and Downs. Chapter 5 takes us on a roller coaster ride of ups and downs as Topu faces hurdles and setbacks. Racing isn't a smooth path, and Topu learns his firsthand. The challenges he encounters on and off the track test his resolve and determination. This chapter reminds us that setbacks are a part of the journey, and the true measure of a racer lies in how he overcomes obstacles. And I believe this is at the point where the guy he's rivaling with, some kind of way they convince that the racing board, like, hey, he's too light on his motorcycle, which gives him an advantage. So they tell him you have to put weights on his tires, or weights on the motorcycle, at least to kind of make the bike heavier. It's supposed to be a disadvantage. But you've seen anime, any shonen anime, you know how this works. The weights go on. Of course, they're a little bit difficult at first, and then, you know, he comes back. That's kind of how this works. And so, of course, he overcomes it. Chapter 6, The Quest for Improvement. In Chapter 6, Topu is driven by an unwavering desire for improvement. We witness his relentless pursuit to refine his skills, focusing on every detail to gain a competitive edge. Topu's commitment and work ethic are truly inspiring. Make us root for him even more. He is a really fun character. He's very, he reminds you very much of someone like, well, I mean, like every character ever. I'm blanking on names right now, but what you call it? And I'm sorry, guys. That's my southern thing there. What you call it? Basically, for those of you who aren't from the South or aren't from the States in general, whatchamacallit is what you would say if you're thinking of a person but you don't know his name or their name, and so. Yeah, you just say whatchamacallit. But the main character from Haiku. Main character from Blue Lock, or also the main character from that sumo anime, or from any sports anime ever, just the main character who's overly excited about everything and they never give up, and it's like, I can do this all the time, every time, no matter what. That's Topu. And then chapter seven brings us closer to Topu's ultimate goal, MotoGP. Stakes are higher than ever as Topu's journey starts to gain traction. This chapter sets the stage for what's to come, leaving us eager to witness Topu's evolution and the challenges he'll face in pursuing his dreams. I forgot to also in chapter, I believe it's six, is where he also sees his sister race, and she's crazy intense. She's like, in like full battle mode. It's kind of amazing, actually. The way it's drawn out is really, really good. So, the first volume of Topu GP lays a solid foundation for an exhilarating racing manga. Topu Uno's journey from casual observer to determined racer is thrilling to witness. Kosuke Fujishima's storytelling, combined with meticulously detailed artwork, immerses readers into the intense world of motorcycle racing. Topu's character growth, the importance of mentorship, and a reminder that success does not come easy, all make for a captivating read. We can't wait to see what lies ahead for Topu in future volumes. I really enjoyed the first volume of this. I hate that there's not an anime for it. It seems perfect for an anime, to be completely honest. It seems like it would make a really good sports racing anime. So maybe one day in the future we will get it. So that wraps up our discussion on the first volume of Topu GP. If you're a fan of racing, character development, and intense competitions, this manga series is definitely worth checking out. Don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe to our channel, and stay tuned for more exciting episodes of Otaku Puppy Podcast. I think you're pretty much covered. Check out the links below as well. Check out all that good stuff. So, thanks for tuning in, folks. This is J-Rock Freak signing off, and don't forget, Ma. Home.